This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Dairy producers should be watching out for a new dangerous pest that can affect livestock and even humans. We're talking about the New World Screwworm with Dr. Jamie Jonker, Chief Science Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Jamie, thank you for joining us. Tell us what you know about this dangerous pest.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, for the opportunity to talk about New World Screwworm. Let's first talk about what it is and then why it's of concern today. So New World Screwworm is a dangerous pest that can affect livestock and any warm-blooded animal, and actually even humans. It's a parasitic fly that lays eggs in open wounds, and the young larvae, which most people would refer to as maggots, feed on the animal's living tissue. So when a fly lays its eggs in an animal, when the larvae hatch, they use their sharp hooks in their mouth to eat living flesh. And so what happens if you leave this untreated, you actually get a growing wound, and that attracts more flies and more maggots, essentially until the animal, if untreated, is essentially eaten alive. Here's why it's a concern now. The U.S. eradicated New World Screwworm out of its natural range in the southern part of the U.S. over 40 years ago. We've really been able to keep that issue away from U.S. livestock concerns. In fact, in the early 2000s, the New World Screwworm had been moved all the way down to the southern part of Central America in Panama. But starting in 2022, outbreaks of New World Screwworm have been moving north. And just last fall, a first detection in Mexico occurred. Since then, the detections have occurred more and more north in Mexico, including the most recent one in July that is only about 370 miles from the U.S. border. And so there is a heightened concern that may be on our doorstep here at our southern border in the not too distant future.
So what are we doing about this here in the U.S., or what can we do?
So what the U.S. government is doing, they have a sterile fly production facility in Panama. They have worked with the Panamanian government to increase the output of sterile flies from that facility to 100 million per week. You take the sterile flies and you release them in areas where the New World Screwworm fly is located, and they mate with the females, and because they're sterile, the eggs are not viable. Additionally, USDA is working with Mexico to revamp and modernize a plant in southern Mexico to produce more sterile flies. And they announced earlier that they will be building a plant in Texas to produce a large number of sterile flies domestically for use in combating New World Screwworm. Now, those two facilities in Texas and Mexico are not online now and will take some time to get online. Hopefully sometime next year, at least for the one in Mexico. The one in Texas, because it's a new plant, may take a bit longer to get online. And so the main things that the government is doing, the other things that they have done is they've stopped the importation of cattle and horses from Mexico. And I think, as your audience will know, there is a large number of feeder cattle that come from Mexico every year into the U.S. in excess of 1 million animals. So that's a large impact both on the Mexico side and on the U.S. side for beef production. But it's an important way to help reduce the spread of New World Screwworm into the United States. They are also working with the tick riders in Texas, a long-term USDA and Texas process where the tick riders are on horseback riding along the border looking for cattle fever ticks, but now also looking to see for indications of New World Screwworm flies. So those are just a number of the things that USDA has undertaken to help address this potential threat to livestock in the United States.
Now we're hearing that the U.S. has confirmed its first human case of New World Screwworm.
Yeah, did detect that in a person who had gone to a Central American country and returned back to the U.S. with an infection. I think the important understanding there is that New World Screwworm does not just affect domesticated livestock like cattle and horses and sheep. It can also infect humans, wildlife. So New World Screwworm affects a large number of species. And so it's not just confined to domesticated livestock. There have been no animals reported to have New World Screwworm infection in the U.S. The last time there were animals in the U.S. infected with New World Screwworm was in the Florida Keys, infecting key deer about 10 years ago. And USDA did successfully used the sterile fly technique to get rid of that small infestation in the Florida Keys.
Well, Jamie, thank you for the time today. How can we find out more information about this New World screwworm?
We do have a fact sheet on the nmpf.org website for dairy farmers, particularly for our farmers that are in the border states with Mexico, to just maintain vigilance. And if they see something that looks like New World screwworm, please contact their local veterinarian, who will then work with state and federal animal health officials to determine if it is in fact New World screwworm. Because if we have an incursion in the U.S., we want to detect it as quickly as possible so that we can prevent further spread.
Thanks again, Jamie. That's Dr. Jamie Jonker, Chief Science Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.